Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Making 8 Radio. I'm your host, Scott Misick. Doing another live broadcast Wednesday night tonight. We're excited about what we have. Got a lot of news in the bull riding community here. Been going down this week. Starting off Monday, we had a big announcement from the CBR. I guess they're going to be going live nationwide on GAC starting March 3rd on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. So got something to look forward to there with the CBR working its way up. They've been broadcasting on RFD, which means that they're actually going to, starting March 1st, they're going to start a 30-minute program called Behind the Chute. So we're really looking forward to that, too. That's going to air on Sunday nights at 7:30. Make sure you tune in. We're excited about what's going on with Making 8. We really have established ourselves this past week, had a lot of phone calls, a lot of input, and got a lot accomplished. So really excited about what's going on there. Have one note with the PBR. If anybody has checked out their website, or you know, if anybody watched Sunday's airing of the Built Ford Tough series, there was an incident involving Casey Hayes, and he's a 23-year-old. I give him all the credit in the world. I like Casey Hayes. I really do. I think that what he did was a bad mistake on his part. It was a bad judgment call. He's getting fined, which is understandable. I agree with 100%. But their PBR is also requiring him to go through an anger management class. If he does not complete it, then he's going to end up being suspended for 3 events. You know, I'm open to suggestions, comments, questions about it. You know, if you're interested in calling 646-915-9940, 646-915-9940. Give us a call and comment on it. You know, I think it's interesting on how the PBR is handling it. There's been a lot of comments made towards it. Like I said, I hate to really even talk about it. It was an unprofessional move, and I don't want to drag, you know, a dead horse around. It's just one of those deals that, you know, that happened. But if you guys are interested in talking about it, we're more than happy to discuss it. Not going to really talk much more about it. I think Casey Hayes has certainly learned his lesson. I think the PBR is doing what they feel is necessary to do it. You know, I mean, even at a small-time rodeo event, something like that were to happen, you know, how do you think it should be handled? I mean, we're open for comments or suggestions. 646-915-9940. We're also live on the chat room, posted through Blog Talk Radio, which we definitely have to thank them for allowing us the opportunity to do this. You know, we're also on Yahoo Messenger at SMBUC1, and we also started up AOL Instant Messenger, so if you're interested in adding us there, it's SMMaking8. So feel free to add us there. We'll chat live. We'll talk during the week if you're interested. You know, like I said, a lot of things are going on. We're going to kick back and play a little bit of tunes, get you in the country mood, and we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, my life is see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, a light to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. I thank God for my life, for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly, let it ring, salute the ones who died, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, a light to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, a light to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love.
All right, a little bit of chicken fried here to get everybody started. 646-915-9940 if you're interested in calling in. If you've got questions, comments about bull riding, rodeo in general, what's been going on this week. Obviously, we got a new president, so, you know, we've got to stand behind him, and hopefully he can pull us out of this economical slump we're in, you know, maybe help some of these bull riders lower some gas prices, and we can get down the road a little bit easier. You know, Making Eight, we're, you know, really getting the ball rolling here. I think that once we, you know, if we start this thing off where we're at right now in these economic hard times and play it easy, I think by the time that our economy evens out, you know, Making Eight is going to explode. So you guys really get ready for this. You know, we are going to definitely be all over the U.S. You know, we look to travel, definitely look to be out, you know, across the Midwest and hitting rodeos out there. You know, if you're part of an association over that way that you think may be interested in having us come out, you know, and take part, we're really going to get the fans involved. You know, this is something that, you know, was brought to my attention this week. Really, everybody challenged me and, you know, said, well, what does really Making Eight really do? And, you know, we're in the business of marketing rodeo, and that's what our business is. We market the bull riders, we market our sponsors, we market everybody. We promote it, and we want to see it succeed. We want to see it carry on, and that's what we're going to do. You know, hopefully you guys are listening out there or telling your friends about us. You know, we've got a clothing line that's coming out. You know, really excited about that. The shirts are actually being made as we speak. You know, we're going to debut them live at the PBR event in Tampa coming up February 6th. It'll be the first time we have those out. So you guys check our videos and our picture boards. You'll be able to see them, and hopefully we'll get them up and be able to sell them here real, real soon. You know, everything is coming into place now. We've got this show. We're really trying to establish it. Still looking for a co-host. Actually, we really want to get some callers in here as well. So if you're interested, give me a call during the week. My number is posted on the website. You know, but if you guys want to call in, you guys want to talk live, you want to talk some rodeo, 646-915-9940. That's during the time that we're live right now. So if you have an opportunity, call us in. You know, let's talk. Tell me what's on your mind. Tell me what's going on. If you got opinions or anything towards the Casey Hayes incident, like I said, I'll take them. You know, we come in a little bit after the rodeo event Sunday night. It's in our archive radio show. You know, we're really disappointed in that when it first took place. Like I said, a few days later, you know, I'm not going to try to drag it on too much. So we're definitely going to move on to bigger and better things. The CBR's got a lot of news. You know, they're moving up a little bit, starting to air their rodeo events on DAC starting March 3rd. Tuesday night at 9 p.m. So looking forward to being able to watch a lot of the CBR stuff. You know, the PBR's next stop is going to be the Dickies Invitational in Dallas, Texas this weekend. You know, so hopefully we'll get a chance to watch some good rodeo this weekend over in Dallas. Like I said, we're only a couple weeks away from Making Eight being at the Tampa Invitational, and that's going to be coming up February 6th. So really excited about what's going on within Making Eight. You know, like I said, we're really starting to broadcast this, starting to get out, reach out to people, and getting a lot of positive feedback. So we're excited about it. If you guys have questions or comments, you know, about us, about what you think we should do, don't hesitate. Give me a call, 646-915-9940. And we'll talk about it. Oh, you know, I've got a pen and paper here ready to write down any suggestions or comments that you guys might have. I will take notes, and, you know, we'll do what we can to try to make this site something that you guys want as a rider and as a fan. You know, we're really interested in hearing what you guys have to say. If you're not into getting on the radio or getting on the internet and talking live, you know, you can get a hold of us. You know, we're on AIM at SM Making 8, and that stands for Scott Mesick. So it's just my initials, Making 8 at AOL. We're also on Yahoo Messenger at SM BUC, the number one. That's SM BUC, the number one, and that's on Yahoo. So if you want to chat with us there, if you want to add us to your friends, put us on your buddy list. We'll talk during the week. You know, I'm usually in and out. I work night shifts, so you know, I'm more than happy to answer any questions or anything during the week that you might have. You know, we're trying to get connected. We want to get the fans involved. We want to get the riders involved. You know, if you're a rider and you're interested in moving up, getting sponsors, you know, getting your name out there, give me a call during the week. We'll set up a time. You know, we'll do a profile show on you. You know, we'll ask you a lot of questions and let you get an opportunity to explain yourself, where you come from. You know, we're really excited about what this radio show is doing. You know, we're definitely appreciative of what Blog Talk Radio has done for us. You know, and this isn't scripted stuff. I write stuff down during the week, take notes, you know, try to mention it during the shows. But other than that, we just sit here and we want to talk radio. So, rodeo, I'm sorry. Getting all kind of worked up here. But if you're interested in calling us, 646-915-9940. If not, we're just going to keep playing some music. That way I don't have to ramble on. And we'll take a break and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
satisfied. Hook on an 8-second ride. At Ross and Burn. He's got his spurs on the heels of his boots. He's at the point of no return. Climbing over that chute gate, he settles down inside. The tension's rising, but he can't wait until they turn that bull outside. He's addicted to danger. Satisfied, hooked on an 8-second ride. Hooked on an 8-second ride. Hooked on an 8-second ride.
That was a little Chris Ledoux, 8-second ride. So, you know, hopefully that'll get you in the bull riding mood. We can get on and talk some rodeo. Like I said, we're really excited, you know, about what's been going on this week with Making Eight. You know, I truly feel blessed that I've had this opportunity. And, you know, this has been a long time coming. You know, it's been 2 years in the works. And, really all started, really on a gimmick just to get something rolling. And, I wanted to stay around the bull riding community when I was laid up and figured I'd start my own website, try to promote it, and this is what it's turned into. And it's really turned into a marketing, extravaganza, really, like the bull riding community or the rodeo community has yet to see. And I'm excited for what we have planned for this year. I'm excited for what's been happening so far. You know, we wanted to make sure we had all our ducks in a row and we had all our legality stuff out of the way. We've got a good established program here, I think is really going to work. And, like I said, we're excited. We want to hear from you guys. We want to hear from the fans that are out there going to rodeos, listening to the website. You know, we want to hear from the riders as to what you'd like to hear or what you'd like to see, you know, happen when you come out to the rodeos. We're going to interact. You know, we want to get the fans involved with the riders. You know, I've got the bull riding game out of the chutes. You know, we're going to be bringing that to the rodeos with us. We're going to be challenging fans to take on some of the bull riders. So if you're a bull rider, you know, you might want to get the game and tune up on it a little bit, have some fun with it. Because when we get out to these rodeos, we're going to have some contests, you know, see who can win. We're going to give away prizes to the winners. We've got some sponsorship stuff coming in the works. We've got, a lot of things happening with Making Eight. So we're really, truly excited about what's been going on, especially within the last month. If you want to see us or if you want us, represent sell our clothing line in your area, you know, give me a call during the week. Call the show, you know, get a hold of us some way. We're on MySpace, you know. All of our stuff is located on the website. You can call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on, you know, that's my personal cell phone. Like I said, it's starting from scratch. I've got a new sidekick really helping me out, Aaron, a local guy around here, really involved with the whole establishment of the website and getting a lot of stuff done. Kind of my right-hand man now. So really looking forward to his help throughout the, the next couple months trying to get this stuff situated, and we're going to be out there on the road, and we're going to be hitting up these rodeos, you know, like I said, really getting the fans involved, and we're excited for what's going on with us. So, like I said, we're open to suggestions. If you guys have comments about us, if you want to call in the show every week and say, hey, you know, feel free to do that. We really want to get some callers on the show. It's really important to us because this is how it's going to carry on. I mean, this is going to be what draws attention to the website. You know, they can tune in and listen to other callers and listen to what their comments are about rodeo in general. Like I said, our door is open, and we'll answer any questions that we can. If we can't answer it for you, we'll certainly look and try to get it for you. So, like I said, 646-915-9940. Give us a call. Number should be posted up when you click on the Listen Live on the website. You know, if you click on Listen Live, it'll bring up the Blog Talk Radio. You can register there. Chat with us live. We always have the chat room up, and you know, feel free to stop in and say hey. We're also on Yahoo and AIM. Like I said, all of our stuff is posted on our website. Go to the contact us page on the website. Also check out our news page, because we got a lot of stuff going on there. We started up this week. Haven't had much information or much input on the Kelly's Corner. That's my wife. She's working on dealing with a woman's perspective of the sport. You know, if you've got a girlfriend or a wife that is very leery about you getting involved, you know, she can give advice, recommendations, you know, how to be supportive for you, which is going to help you succeed down the road, because it really takes a strong woman to support you while you're out there, and, you know, everybody really needs that. I know it was a big help for me, you know, dealing with my injuries and, you know, just being supportive, you know, when I go home with an empty pocket, you know, she was there to kind of lick my wound. So, you know, she can definitely give you some good advice. If you're interested, drop her an email, and, you know, we'll get this thing started right. I mean, this is, like I said, this is very, very new. A lot of this has only rolled down within the last week, so we're really excited about that. And, you know, we want to hear from you guys. So if you're interested, go through our website, you know, check out what we have to offer, and keep checking, because it's always updating. There's a lot of stuff that's under construction that we're working on, and we hope to have that up within the next month, you know. So we're really looking to get this thing rolling. 646-915-9940, still looking for some callers if you guys want to call in. Give us a shout. Let us know what's going on in your area.
You boys ever met a real country girl? She's talking true blue. Out in the woods. Down home. Party all nighter from South Carolina. A bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick. Juicy Georgia Peach with a thick southern draw. Sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home roots. She's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays. Taught her how to rip up the town. Honey, trippin' honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flippin' kinda trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess. Crazy mother trucker, undercover lover. Thick southern draw, sexy swinging walls. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home room. She's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays. That's the
Guys, that's East Country. So hopefully we'll get some callers in here. We got about 30 minutes left in the show. You know, I'm going to talk about what I feel is good to talk about for the radio show. You know, some of the things that we have going on here. Like I said, this is so new to us that we just want to make sure that you guys are good with what we have going on, and you guys are going to get involved. You know, we're really looking to get some riders in for the profile shows, but we also want to know what times are good. You know, if you guys are listening to this on the replay show and say, "God, I missed this show," you know, I wish I could have been there, but I had things to do. Give me a call and let me know. You know, we're trying to find a good time to air this thing on a regular basis so we can keep you guys updated and so you guys as listeners will tune in. You know, so if you guys have a chance, drop me an email, send me a message on MySpace, you know, something, and let me know. Call me and let me know what you guys are finding out is a good time for you. I also have to work around my schedule, and, of course, can't please everybody all the time, but we really want to get the majority of listeners, you know, that are okay with listening at certain times. You know, we want to get your feedback so that way we can air this thing when it's convenient for most. And, you know, that way you guys can tune in. You know, you guys can sit here and scan your emails and check your messages. And, you know, I don't know what you do on the internet, but you can tune in to Making Eight, listen to our radio show, and kind of get updated about what's going on. Get some opinions, hear some callers, maybe call in yourself, voice your opinions about what's been going on in your area or with the PBR or with any of the other things that you've seen going on. You know, we've got a lot of different associations that we want to be able to broadcast, and we're, you know, currently in the process of getting into negotiations with, you know, of working that out so that way we can market them as associations. You know, we really want to be able to help them out. Obviously, the PBR being one of the biggest and being a nationwide, we really want to try to cover that as much as we can. You know, PBR is a great organization for bull riders, and, you know, and that's on any level. I mean, I was riding for 5 years when I was able to slide in as an alternate. You know, actually, I was only riding for 3 years when I first rode in. So, I mean, the opportunities are there for anybody who wants to succeed. You just got to have the want for it. 646-915-9940. If you guys are interested in calling, give us a call, voice your opinions. We're here. You know, we're here to listen, but we're also here to, you know, talk some rodeo. So make sure you give us a call. Let's get this thing going. I mean, you know, like I said, I've got a notepad and a pen here every night with me. Definitely looking to, you know, take notes and take your suggestions. So, you know, we definitely are looking forward to hearing from you. Give us a call. like I said, we're in the process of getting this whole process, you know, this whole website thing going. You know, we really, you know, set this thing up to where it's going to, I think it's going to really benefit everybody that's involved with it. Anybody who you know, is affiliated with the name Making Eight is really going to benefit, whether you're a fan, you know, a friend, you know, an association, you know, a stock contractor, you know, bull rider. It's for everybody. And, you know, we really look forward to being able to get out and really market the bull riding industry, the bull riding business. And, you know, we want to carry it on because we had fun doing it. We think it's great for families. You know, I mean, I can't take my whole family to a baseball game hardly anymore, you know, without going broke. I mean, it's just one of those things. And with the economic times, you know, but there's always rodeo, you know, and there's always a rodeo close by. You just have to know where to look. And that's what we're here for. You know, we want to help you get to those rodeos. You know, we want to be at those same rodeos so we can, you know, we can talk, we can meet face to face. You know, we want to have a good time with it. And that's what we're doing, you know. So, like I said, give us a call, voice your opinion, 646-915-9940. You know, we're going to keep rolling with it, play a little bit more, you know, some bull riding music. Most of it's all the same. If you want to hear something different, you maybe have a song, give us a call, let us know. We'll be happy to try to get it for you. You know, we'll air that too. You know, I know everybody gets tired of hearing the same thing, but, you know, I don't want to overwhelm everybody with just me talking. So, you know, you're going to catch some tunes while you're sitting there checking your emails. You know, stop by, grab the number, 646-915-9940, and give us a shout. Let's talk some rodeo.
And a rodeo queen. Billy was a lover, oh, you know what I mean. Billy rode the bulls in a big rodeo. Dixie loved a man and she told him so. Dixie loved a man and she told him so. Brought a bad bull to the big rodeo. Said he killed a man out of New Mexico. Dixie said, Billy, please don't go. Don't ride that killer in a rodeo. You're the only man I love. I need you so. And Billy, he looked at Dixie, looked her right in the eye. Said, I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I ride wild bull just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me. Billy rode that killer out of New Mexico. Rode across the Rockies through the rain and the snow. Rode across the desert to the shining sea. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Aloha, aloha, hey. Aloha, aloha, hey. Billy rode that bull around the world and then he rode him out to Jupiter and back again. Picked up Dixie, away they did fly. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. And I could hear Billy say, he said, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter of wars. Be from Oklahoma than the nebulous stars. Spend a lot of time in some honky-tonk bars. From Memphis to the China Sea. Yeah. From Memphis to the China Sea. And I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pack of wolves, pistol, I'm the son of a gun. I ride wild bulls just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me.
get is a little too low for me.
All right, that was some Wild Bull Rider there. You know, hopefully we got some Wild Bull Riders out there listening, and hopefully they'll tune in more and they'll tell their friends about us. Like I said, even if you're not, if you're a fan, you want to, you know about what's going on, give us a call. If you know a bull rider, definitely give him a call. Tell him he's got to come check us out, makingeight.com. You know, click on it during the week, you know, post your you know, your reminders, check out our newsletters, find out when our next shows are. You know, we've got one coming up this next Tuesday. You know, that's going to be another one. I believe we're going to do it at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you get a chance, you know, figure out the math and, you know, subtract your hours, listen in to us. You know, we're going to do another live broadcast then, and, you know, we'll talk about the rodeos over the weekend. Anything else that's been going down, you know, we definitely want to hear from you. So don't hesitate. Give us a call. And, you know, we'll definitely be happy to talk some rodeo with you. That's what the whole rodeo, you know, Making Eight Rodeo radio show is all about. So we want to, you know, we need the callers to carry on a conversation, because right now I'm doing it alone, but we'll keep on doing it until you guys get tired of hearing it. So we'll play some more music and be right back.
Ain't gonna stop till I drop. I'm gonna fly just
All right, that was a little stop till I drop PBR All-Stars there. So, like I said, we're ready to roll this thing off, and we're ready to get this thing going. So, if you guys are interested, give us a call. We're here listening to you guys, 646-915-9940. Give us a shout. Let us know what's going on in your area. We're talking rodeo, and if I gotta talk to myself, hey, that's what it takes. Hopefully you guys will get the attention, and you guys will pass the word along so we can get some more callers out here. Definitely know you guys are out there listening. We've been reviewing our stats, and we're moving up. It seems like every episode we're getting a little bit more and more listeners, but we want callers too. So, like I said, if you're calling from the cell phone, doesn't cost you anything but your battery time. So give us a call, 646-915-9940. Stop in, say hey, let us know what's going on. We're here to take your questions, your comments. If you got something to say about something you saw this week to do with rodeo, be happy to do it. Shoot, for that matter, we could even talk about the new president we got in office. Somebody's got an opinion, what they think he can do for us. Hopefully, he'll pull us out of the slump that we're in and get everybody back on their feet. Times are tough and it's hard for guys to get out to these rodeos. That's why we're here. We want to be able to market it. We want to try to get more fans out there so guys have a reason to get out to these rodeos and can travel up and down a little bit easier. So, let's support each other. Let's be the rodeo family that we are. Participate, call in, get active, get out to the rodeos. Like I said, we're going to be out there as well. You have an opportunity to meet up with us, get interaction with the bull riders, have some contests. We're just looking to have fun at this. That's what bull riding is. It's an entertainment sport. The guys that do it obviously have a lot of courage, and everybody respects that fact. But we're here to have fun, and you ask any bull rider out there, they'll tell you, especially when they're hanging on and making eight, they they're definitely having fun, and that's what it's all about. I probably spent more time getting bucked off than I did staying on the eight. But I'll tell you right now, with this business and with Making Eight, we are Making Eight. So we're excited about what's going on. It's moving up every week. Every time we do an episode, we're getting more and more listeners. So we're moving up, and you guys just hang tight, because it's coming. And we'll be in an area near you, and we're gonna get this thing rolling. So you guys, we'll play some more music. One of my favorites, Sonny Ludford, Say I Won't. This one, When You Don't Think I Can, Say I Won't and I Will. So that's been my motto since I was a kid. I carry it with me. So when they produce this song, I said, this is a song that's definitely for a lot of people out there, me included. So we're going to definitely kick off with some Say I Won't, and we'll be right back.
Say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, but infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stomped and couldn't win it. Back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, it's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Ross Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, fall out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't.
go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, stomped and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bared down and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
You know he had to break out a little bit of the SL. Give him some props for what he did. I love his music. I listen to his music all the time going to work, while I'm at work. You know, really exciting. So definitely appreciate Tony Love for putting out those songs for us. You know, really get it, me as a rider, you know, in the bull riding mood. You know, so, you know, I like to listen to his tunes to get all fired up before I go out there. But, he said, got about 10 minutes left in the show, 646-915-9940 if you're interested in calling. Numbers also posted on the, when you click on the Listen Live and it brings you to Blog Talk Radio, it's posted up there as the guest call in. Give us a call. Let us know what you got going on in your area. Let's talk some rodeo. You know, really excited about what's going on over here. You know, love how the PBR is unfolding this season. You know, really kind of disappointing not seeing Justin McBride or Adriano in it, but know that they're happy doing what they're doing. You know, it was really cool to listen to Justin on the Sunday night, you know, broadcasting. You know, love listening to his music as well. You know, brings me back to the old Chris Ledoux stuff. You know, I mean, he plays about what he knows, and that's bull riding. And you know, that's what he writes his songs about, and I love it. You know, Colby Yates is another one. You know, love these bull riders out there writing songs about what they know. You know, so hopefully they'll come out with some more albums and we can get some more music and, you know, get fired up for these rodeos. I mean, you know, like I said, I know a lot of guys spend their whole life making a living off rodeos, and, you know, they're good at what they do, and I give them respect for that. I didn't have those opportunities and let a lot of those slip by, but you know, it's a matter of what you want and how determined you're far to go, how far determined you're willing to go to, you know. So you know, we can definitely get it on. You know, I've been as far as you know, the little jackpot rodeos all the way up to the PBR, the Enterprise Series, and loved it. You know, they were dream come trues for me. To be able to sit next to Rob Smuts and, you know, sign autographs and do that, you know, is a wonderful thing. You know, so I look forward to being out there and hanging out with you guys, helping you guys move up, watching you guys as young bull riders, you know, watching you fans come out and support your bull riders, you know. That's what we're here for, and we're excited about being able to have that opportunity to see that unfold. So, And being a part of that, that's the most important thing, is we're going to actually have our hands on helping guys get to rodeos. We're going to help fans get out there and get them closer to the riders, get them closer to the sport of bull riding. You know, just to me, that didn't get much better than that. You know, I mean, the rodeo family is truly what we said it is. It's a family. And, you know, I know when I was traveling up and down the road with two kids at the time, you know, to let my kids run loose out in the rodeo arena, you know, was no big deal. They could run around those rodeo grounds. They knew where they could and couldn't go and mind their manners. And you know, it was a safe place for them to be. And so I loved it. You know, it was, it's a great opportunity and look forward to being back in it. Whether or not I'm back in competition or just working with Making Eight, you know, my kids are going to be around it. I absolutely love it. Can't wait for it. And, you know, so that's really what it is. We got about 7 minutes left in the show. Still have time for some callers, 646-915-9940. Give us a call. We'll talk rodeo. If not, we're going to play a few more songs. So sit back and relax. Check your emails and do what you got to do. Guys, a little bit of Chris LeDoux with Cowboy Up. Want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We know you were listening live. Hopefully next week you guys will get involved. You know, if you're listening or you got ideas this week, don't hesitate. Get a hold of us on MySpace. Get a hold of us on Yahoo. Get a hold of us on AOL. You know, email us. Get a hold of us some way or another. Let us know what you guys think. If you have opinions or suggestions about what we can do on the show or what we can do live at rodeos, what you guys as fans or what you guys as riders would like to see, give us a call, get a hold of us, let us know, because we're very open to suggestions right now. We've got a lot in store for these rodeos when we get out there. We got a lot in store for the radio show when we kick it off on a regular basis like we need to. Like I said, we're excited. Our next show is going to be next Tuesday. That's going to be next Tuesday on the 27th. Put it on your calendars. Mark it on your calendar. We're going to post it as an event. Keep in contact with us. Let us know what you guys have going on. You know, call us beforehand if you guys got any comments or anything you'd like to hear us talking about. Maybe we'll even have a bull rider or two on here where we can get a little profile information on, hopefully help them up, go up and down the road a little bit easier, maybe get their name out there a little bit. You know, I know there's a lot of guys that really want to get popular. This is a way to do it. It's a good start. So give us a call. You know, definitely want to thank everybody for listening today. And, you know, if we don't talk to you beforehand, we'll talk to you next Tuesday. Y'all take care and get a grip.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. If you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it. Or it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. She's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic, every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic, every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution, just about anything. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. Cause a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain. If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide it. Duck yourself off, get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old hand was testing the kid on his skill and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while, and then he said, well, there just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned, and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy's the one in the middle. He ain't there just by fate. 'Cause first, he don't have to drive, and then he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution, just about anything. Got a simple solution, just about anything.